Whenever the Rabbanan make takonas, they always make it like a deraisa. So what do you answer with now? Shtufim, the voice is only with the Rabbanan. So what if it's only with the Rabbanan? But if in the deraisa you can't be mazaka, a katan can't be mazaka, and the Rabbanan is also should not help. Vidach, the one that asked the question, one of the old, ki yamrin, the one that I say, called the token Rabbanan, can't be deraisa token. Whenever the Rabbanan make up takonas, they always make it like it's in the deraisa, bimilsa, the yisbika minatera. Only something that has an ikra minatera. Avamilta the less say law ikam in a terror, but a thing like shtufim a voice, that there's no mocker in the raisa to make a shtufim a voice, law, there we don't say that cloud rabbonah make a cane in the raisa, but rather the rabbonah have their own gedaris. So that's this kula, the rabbonah made it only over here, that this ktana could be mezaka for somebody else, but other cases where it's not a mitzvah in the rabbonin, then they cannot be mezaka to other people. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold enough samachayim and aleph. Again, the top is like this. The fourth line holding. Moser Rav Avi. Rav Avi asks a question like this. Says Alocho, marimim al maisa sheni. A person has a right to be marim and may make a trick about being paid the maisa sheni. The Alocho is, we know, if you have maisa sheni in the Eretz Yisrael, so the mitzvah is to bring it up to Yerushalayim. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. If you don't want either, then you're Shalayim, you could be paid for it. You take money and you say the Gdusha Maisa Sheni should go off the payrus onto the money, and then the money you take to your Shalayim and eat to buy food there in your Shalayim. But the Lacha is, if you own the fruits, if you own the Maisa Sheni, when you're paid for it, you have to add on another Chaimish. You have to add on the Chaimish to the Maisa Sheni. So a person wants to have a trick here that he should be paid for his own Maisa Sheni and not have to pay the Chaimish. So what can he do? So Marcel like this. Ketzad, what's the case? Oimer Adam Libnoi Yubiti Agdelum. A person can say to his own child or his own daughter, if they Agdelum, they're older. Or else, Li Avdei V'Shivchoso Yivrim. Or else, if he has an Eved Ivri, or a Shivcho Anomo Avriya, a Jewish Eved, is he can tell them like this. Ho Lechem Moyes Halolu. Here I'm giving you some money right now. O Podo Behem Maisa Shaini Zeh. And I want you to be paid to this Maisa Sheni. That's what I want you to do. I want you to be paid to this Maisa Sheni right now. So this is the way it could be. This is the way he could be Marimim. In other words, here's the case that the person himself is not paying the Maisa Sheni because he's having somebody else do it for him. So since he himself is not doing it, therefore these people do not have to pay the extra chaimish. But the case is you give the money to your own Ever, to your own Shivcha, and they could be paid it for you. So the question is, Hai Shivcha Hechidomi, what type of a Shivcha are we talking about over here? Idi Asiya Beis Cyrus, if she's already 12 years old already, she has Cyrus, she's a Gedol already, Siv So Ma Boy Gabei, what is she doing by you? Everybody knows that Shivcha and Omar Riyah can only work until she's 12 years old, until she brings Stay Cyrus. When she brings Stay Cyrus, that's Meshachar, that lets her go out free. If so, how could you have a shivcha that has Bei Cyrus? Ella, isn't it? Ella lav de loyasiya Bei Cyrus. We have to be talking about the case here is that your shivcha is a young one. She's less than 12, she doesn't have Cyrus yet. And still it says you can give her money, and she could take the money and be paid to your Maisa Sheni. Which Yechura, being paid to Maisa Sheni, is like she's being mezakeh liacherim. This is the kasha. The Gemara before said, calls a man, she's not a gedola. A ketana cannot be zeicha for somebody else. She can only maybe be zeicha for herself and not for somebody else. And here by Meister Sheni we see you can give money to your own shivcha, that's a ketana. She can't be a nara, she can't be 12 with Cyrus. She has to be a ketana. And she could be pointed to your Meister Sheni. So pidya Meister Sheni is like you be mezaka, you're like not only acquiring something for yourself, but you're giving something away for somebody else. Tosis talks exactly how does this come out to be like a das lecheres maknoise. We're not going to go into it. But I call upon him, this is a case where she has like being mezakeret for somebody else, and we see a katan could do it, a katana could do it. So Gemara says like this, I tell you, hochav amai askin, know what we're talking about over here? B'maise bizman azir. We're talking about maise sheni bizman azir mizacha the churban of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rabbanan, and this man the Yom holds, that the Kedusha is Gotla, and therefore Maaseh Sheni is only Midrabbanan. Therefore, since it's only Midrabbanan, and the Rabbanans, they were Makel to be part of Maaseh Sheni through a Katana. For the Gemara, no. The Yom of Riyah B'Zman HaZeh Miyika. If you want to tell me this Mishnah is talking about B'Zman HaZeh after the Churbin, then you don't have a case of an Om of Riyah either B'Zman HaZeh. B'Zman HaZeh, we don't have an Om of Riyah. For a Tanya, we learn like this. Ein Eved Ivri Neheges Ela B'Zman Shayoyvel Noig. You should know an Eved Ivri is only Noig B'Zman is a parsha of Yoyvel. And Yoyvel is only B'Zman they had the base of Migdash. B'Zman wrote Klai Yisrael within Eretz Yisrael. So the Zman is that we don't have Yovel, who are then we do not have a Pasha of Om of Riyah. So here the Mishnah says, a Shivcho, your Eved Ivri, is talking about the Zman they had the Beis HaMikdash. So even the Zman, the Beis HaMikdash, that Maaseh Sheni was the Uraisa, still you see it could be Poydrit through a Katana. So this should be a proof that a Katana could be Mizaka Liachir. So Maaseh says, no, I'll tell you, Ela V'Otsus Sheina Nokuf, the Rabbonin. Again, we're talking about this Maaseh Sheni was only Mechuyiv Midrabbanan. We're talking about how did the fruits grow. It did not grow in Eretz Yisrael itself on the ground, but it grew in a flower pot. Be'otzut She'ein Anokuf, that did not have a hole on the bottom. If the pot did not have a hole on the bottom, so it says nourishment does not come through the ground itself, but rather it only grows in the flower pot itself, so that's Pot Midiraisa. Midiraisa, that's not called Teres Eretz Yisrael, that's Mechayiv you to give off Maestris and Maaseh Sheni. So it's only Midrabbanan you have a Chiyuv to do it. So therefore, in the mitzvah, the Rabbanan, that's what we answered before already, just like the Shtufa Mavois we had yesterday. That by a mother we have to make a Shittuk, it's only Midrabbanan, and the Rabbanan, then the Rabbanan's will make all that a Ketana could be Mezakeh for an Achim. But I call upon him, it could still be, where it's not a mitzvah the Rabbanan, a regular kinyan, or the Uraisa, it could be like we said before, that a katan or a katana cannot be mezakarit for somebody else. Cannot pick it up and give it to somebody else. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, you should know, gimel midas the katan. There are three different stages about a katan. Midas Rashi says, chalukas beschias katan. There are three different ways how a katan can be zaycher in money or not. It's like this. Soror v'zorkoi. If you give him a pebble, v'zorkoi throws it away. Eggoiz v'naitli. You give him a nut, he takes it. In other words, this could be already 2-3 years old even, that the kid could tell the difference between a nut and a stone. Ezoichli yatzmai. Then we say, that much das, the Rabbanu was mesakin already, he could be zoichah for himself. In other words, with das acheres maknoisai, if somebody else would be mesakin with him, he could be zoichli yatzmai. But if he ain't zoichli acherim, he himself, if he owns it already, it belongs to him, he cannot give it away to somebody else. Or he can't help somebody else give it away either. He doesn't have enough das, he doesn't have enough understanding to be mezakeh to give it away to somebody else. Ukenegdon biktana, such a type of a stage that the person understands what a nut is and what a rock is, biktana, if it's by a girl, miskadeshas lamin, that the rabbonim were mezakeh and a ketana could get married. Even though midiraisa she has to be bas mitzvah, she has to have das, but midirabonim though a ketana could get married where she doesn't have a father, so then she's allowed to get married midirabonim. At what age does she have to be at least that the kedushin should be a co-partner midirabonim? She has to at least be this age, like we're saying 2 or 3, that she knows the difference between a stone and a pebble, and a nut. So she's miskadeshus lamiyan, that's called kedushin midirabonim, and when the husband wants to get rid of her, he does not have to give her a get, but rather just make me and just say goodbye to her. Hapu otois, when the kids come a little bit older, that's the age of 7 or 8, then we say mekha, mekha, memkha, memkha, like we have before the metautlim. That when the kid is 6 or 7 years old already, then midrabonin, by his utensils, he has the right either to buy or to sell. Kedechayev, we said, the bonin will mistake and he has a kinyan to be kinyan to give away. Ukenegdon, diktana, what about a girl that's 7 or 8 years old, miskareshes b'kedusha yaviyah, that even in the case that her father married her off, that she's married midiraisa, now when a husband wants to give her a get, the halacha is he could put the get in her hand. Because when an isha gets a get, she doesn't have to have das. Even though she's a ketana, you don't need das of the isha. As long as it goes into her hand, that she could watch the get, like to know what it means, she's away from the husband. So if she's 6 or 7 years old already, then her yad is called a yad, she could accept the get for herself. Hegia liyonis the darim. That means they come either a boy 12 or a girl 11 the year before they become a bardas. Then we say nedarim is nedrayim nedav egdeshim hegdish. We check them out and we say if a boy 12 years old knows what he's talking about, he makes a neder, he makes something hegdish, the hegdish is chal. That's a special gzeres. A kosev muflas samach liyish that his nedarim or hegdish is chal. Or connect them b'ktana. What's going to be the lacha by a ktana, a girl that's 11 years old, the year before she's bas mitzvah, is chaletzes, she could do the mitzvah chalitza. Even though in the pasha of chalitza it says the pasha of ish ksiv, she has to be a gedola. But a koponim, a year before she's a gedola, she has Cyrus, that's enough. That's what Rashi learns here. And she has Cyrus when she's 11 years old, she has two hairs there. And the Torah speaks that according to the man Diyama, that klifnez manam, it's called good simonim, she's called an ish for this pasha of chalitza, that in a case where her husband died, and they have no children, and there's a brother alive, so the brother can make chalitza with her. She's enough of a girl now, of an ish, isha, to make, accept a chalitza. However, the limcha v'nichsa yaviv, anytime the kids want to sell the father's property, let's say the father died, and the kids yashin the father's property, then the lacha is achiyu ben esrim. They have no right midrabbanan to sell their father's property until they become 20 years old. It's not enough just to be bar mitzvah. Even though mustam midiraisa it's good once they're bar mitzvah, but rabbanans figure that they don't know what they're doing yet. They don't know what it means business, they don't know what it means what's important it is, therefore we don't let them sell the father's property until they're at least 20 years old. When it becomes 20 years old, that's an Indian of bar das, then they know what they're doing, then they have the right to sell their father's property. Mishnah says like this, Kitana Shomra, or Kitana, that she says, Heskaba Ligiti. Any case, whether she's married Midiraisa or she's married Midirabonin, let's say she was married Midiraisa, her father married her off. So Lachra is Kitana Shomra, Heskaba Ligiti. The Kitana makes a Shliach, appoints Ruvain, to accept the get for her. The Kitana wants to make a Shliach like Kabbalah. So Lachra is nothing doing. We all know a Kitana cannot make a Shliach. Therefore, the lacha is ain't a get is not called a good get. Achiyegia get liyada, until the get comes to her hand. In other words, when the husband gives over the get to this person, he has to give it to him. B'teres hashliach lahalacha, that this person has to take the get now and bring it to his wife. But his kabbalah, his accepting it, is no good. Lefikach, therefore, im rotza ba lach liyachzer. If the husband wants to retract to be chayzer, like he gave the shliach the get. And before the shliach gave over the get to his wife, he wants to be chayzer and retract, he has a right to. Because the get is not chal with the kabbalah, because it's not a shliach le kabbalah, but rather only when he gives the get over to her hand. So before the shliach meets his wife, the husband could be chayzer. Why? Shein katan nais a shliach. Because the ketana has no right to make a shliach. So the fact she appointed the shliach to be a shliach le kabbalah means nothing. But if the father says, say v'yiskabel, lebiti giti, but gita, let's say the father says go, and accept for my daughter. The get, in other words, let's say the father makes the shliach lekabolo. Again, the father married off his daughter, she's a ketana. So the kedushin is chal midiraisa. Now the husband has to give, wants to give her a get. So the father has the right to appoint a shliach lekabolo. So the lacha is yes, it's good. And if the husband later wants to retract after the shliach receives the get before he gives it to her, he can't retract. He doesn't have to give it to her. The get is chal right away as soon as the shliach accepts the get, because the father, that's a gadol, has the right to appoint the shliach lekabbalah for his daughter. Let's say a man appoints the shliach to give a get to his wife. But he says clearly, I want you to give the get to my wife in L.A. V'nosnu lo v'mokam acher. And instead, he did not see the wife in L.A., but instead he gave the get. He gave the get in San Francisco. He met her in San Francisco. He gave her the get there. The locher is possible, the get's no good. We say the husband meant what he said. He bedafka wanted the get to be given only in L.A. and not someplace else. What about harei v'mokam pleni? Let's say the husband just tells the shliach he should know, my wife is in L.A. He doesn't say clearly he wants to get bedafka to be given in L.A. He's only telling the shliach, listen, I'm giving you a get to give my wife. And you should know, my wife is in L.A. Now, the Nosna B'Mokamacher, he happened to be in San Diego and he met his wife there. It's kosher. The shliach has a right to give the get over there. Because the husband did not mean Badafka in L.A. He only meant to say that's where she is. But any place you meet her, you can give her the get. What about the opposite way? The wife makes a shliach l'kabbalah and tells the shliach, b'mokam pleini, I want you to accept my get in L.A. The kibbalah b'mokam acher, and instead the shliach met the husband in San Francisco and accepted the get there. Apostle, again, we say nothing doing. The wife is makbid b'davka to receive a get in L.A. There she doesn't know two people, she doesn't care, but in other places she's embarrassed. So the get is no good. We have Lezer Waimeno Machshir. Lezer says by the wife, she is not makbid. By the wife, even though she said to receive the get in L.A., if it happened that the shliach received the get in San Francisco, it's also good. We'll see why. What about the wife says to a shliach, hoveli giti mi mokim pleni, bring me my get, because I'm making you a shliach l'kabolo. And I'm just telling you, you should know, my husband is in L.A. The vilo in a mokim acher, and happened to be the shliach met the husband someplace else. Then for sure it's kosher again, because since the wife did not say bedafka to receive the get in L.A., she only said that my husband is in L.A., so she's not makbid bedafka to get the get in L.A., so wherever the shliach receives the get is kosher. So Mara says, though, Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, though, maishna reisha the loy polig, or maishna stay for the polig. According to Rabbi Lezer, what's the difference between the man and the wife? In the ratio, when the man makes the shliach and tells the shliach, I want you to give the get in my wife, I want to give the get to my wife in L.A., there we say, if he gives the get in San Francisco, the get is no good. We say the husband was makbid. When he said to give it in L.A., he meant only in L.A. and no place else. The get is possible. How come it is safer? And there Rabbi Lezer doesn't argue. There Rabbi Lezer agrees. So why does Rabbi Lezer say that by the wife it's different? When the wife tells the shliach l'kabbalah, I want you to accept my get in L.A., and the shliach went and accepted it someplace else, there Rabbi Lezer says the get is good. What's the difference between the man and the wife? So Mara says, and Mara answers like this, Ihu, the husband, Timidaita migarish, the husband, when he gives the get, he has to have das. He has to do it willingly. He can't be forced to give a get. The husband has to have das to give get. And Rashi says, V'yadovah toli boy, it's up to the husband to give the get. V'ikulameima, then we could say, Kepedhi, the husband is very makbid, he's sure what he's saying. V'davke kom alei, I only want it to be given in L.A., not someplace else I'm embarrassed, I don't want it to be given someplace else. But Iyi, the Gemara says, she herself though, Debar kochom is garesh, it's not up to her to receive the get. She can't get the get, the husband has to give it to her, it's not up to her. So then we say to the wife, it doesn't make a difference where she's receiving the get. It's up to the husband anyway. Therefore, when the wife says, Reb Lez holds, when the wife says, receive my get in L.A., even though she's told the shliach, I want you to receive it in L.A., still Reb Lez holds, the svar is, Mara Mokam Hilai, she's only like just telling him the place of where my husband usually is. But the wife is not makbid bedafka in one place over the other place. Because it's not her doings anyway. It's the husband that's giving her the get. Mishnah says like this, what's going to be hoveli giti when the wife says bring me my get? In other words, the wife makes a shliach l'kabbalah. So halacha is oicheles betruma shegia get liyoda. Okay, when she says, right, we're talking about now an eshes kohen, she's the wife of a kohen, she tells the shliach like hoveli giti means bring me my get. Now it's not a loshnov to be mekabel, to be a shliach l'kabbalah, but rather just go and bring me the get. So therefore the locher is a chelas betruma, she still has the right to truma, at shegia get liyod, until the get comes into her hand, because up until then she's not in the gereshes. What about if the isha says, his kabel ligiti, I'm making you a shliach l'kabbalah to accept my get, then the locher is asur lecha betruma miyad, as soon as the shliach goes away from the wife, right away the wife is also to truma. Because we have to be afraid, maybe right away the shliach will meet up with the husband, and the husband will give him the get, and since he's a shliach l'kabbalah, the get is chal right away, so she's also teach truma right away. What about if she says, it's kabbal l'git v'ma complaini? She's making the shliach a shliach l'kabbalah, but she's telling the shliach, I want you to be makabal the get in L.A., like that's where my husband is. Archelus Petruma Chigia Getli Yosemakim. You should know then that most probably the husband is like she's saying is only in LA. So therefore, up until the Shliach gets to LA, there's nothing to worry about. She's for sure not Megareshes. So if you know it's a 10-hour trip, the next 10 hours she has a right still to eat Truma. Reb Lez Oysemiyad, Reb Lez has nothing doing. You have to be afraid, even though she thinks the husband is in LA, but maybe the husband went on a business trip and is right around the corner. So as soon as the Shliach leaves the wife, we have to be afraid maybe the Kayan will meet up with the Shliach and he'll give the get to the Shliach and then she's Megareshes right away. So let's all, we have to be afraid she can't eat Truma again right away. So to Gemara. The Gita miyu heves nereisha koponim. You want to say what the get is called a good get? V'armut reish lehev a Gita. You said the reish is no good. Hey, see what we're saying now. She said, receive the get in L.A. So the first Mishnah said when she says a place where to receive it, if he receives it in another place, it's no good. That was a Tana Kama Svara. So how come here it says, when she says to receive the get in L.A., still we say even though she receives it someplace else, the get is still a good get? Why the Chorot Sestira? So my answer is, she says like this, I want you to receive my get in Masa Machsia. But the Zimdin, the Mishkachas are the Bavel. But sometimes you find them in Bavel. This is what she meant to say. The wife meant to say for sure, whenever you find my husband, of course I want you to accept the get. You have a right to take the get. Yeah. But